sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and oh how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best sligo rag. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of old blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs. 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million bales of old nanny goat's tails in the hold of the Irish Rover. There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on the flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was tootling with skill for his sparkling quadrille, though the dancers were flutered and best. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance, when he took up his stance, that he sailed in the Irish Rover. Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a man from Westmeath called Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and Fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man Mick McCann from the banks of the Van was the skipper of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And the whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The bulkhead was turned right over, turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the